Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A former Sangamon County Sheriff's deputy has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for the murder of Springfield area resident Sonia Massey, WBEZ's Mawa Iqbal reports.
Sonia Massey was an unarmed Black woman who had called 911 to her home in 2024 when then-cop Sean Grayson, who is white, fatally shot her. It's a case that has sparked outrage nationwide and calls for reform. James Wilburn, Massey's father, is seeking a federal law creating stricter background checks for police hires.
The Sonia Massey law should be law across the whole United States of America so that no family will ever have to go through the kind of hurt that this family has gone through.
A jury convicted Grayson of second-degree murder. His lawyers say he's battling advanced cancer. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Rock Island Mayor Ashley Harris unveiled a new Magnificent 10 task force and purple-uniformed police officers during his State of the City address on Thursday. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
In his first State of the City address, held Thursday at Bally's Quad Cities Casino and Hotel, the new mayor praised city accomplishments and addressed its challenges head-on. Harris said he must deal with stagnant population, poverty, vacant buildings, homelessness, and high property taxes. The city needs to add more police officers, and he proposed adding proactive community service officers in purple uniforms to be a friendly face for local residents and businesses, and to boost trust between the public and police.
You entrusted an Army veteran, a union guy, a factory guy, to lead this city. You took a risk on me because you wanted something different.
Harris said his most important goal this year is creating a new task force made up of 10 volunteers to be called the Magnificent 10 to partner with him to improve economic development for Rock Island.
They will come up with creative ideas, reach out to potential business partners, act as living billboards for Rock Island, and keep me tied into the fabrics of our issues. Qualifications for this will not come from an extensive resume. The qualifications for this are the people who have the time and the passion to be magnificent.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
A First Amendment advocacy group is suing Illinois over a 40-year-old law governing which companies can use the word Democrat or Republican in their name. Capital News Illinois reports the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression thinks the law violates the First Amendment. It requires nonprofits to get permission from either of the state's two main political parties if they want to use Democrat or Republican in their name. The group seeking to incorporate in Illinois is Democrats for an Informed Approach to Gender. The state party says it's an anti-trans organization and it never asked permission to use the name. In Iowa, counties and cities would not be able to issue their own local IDs under a bill advanced by a state House subcommittee. Iowa Public Radio's Isabella Liu reports that none of the 20-plus speakers at the meeting spoke in support of the bill.
The bill still lets counties issue driver's licenses, non-driver IDs, and parking permits for people with disabilities. It also lets counties issue identification for employees and elected officials. Republican Representative Sam Wengren helped push the proposal forward. He says the forms of IDs still allowed in the bill would meet the same goals of community IDs.
I'm trying to figure out the purpose of a community ID when it's just as likely I can get a non-operational ID.
Supporters say it can be hard for people to receive non-operator or non-driver IDs if they don't have a permanent address or all the required documents. They say community IDs help people interact locally with schools, law enforcement, and city agencies. The IDs do not replace state IDs and don't grant any type of immigration status. I'm Isabella Liu, IPR News.
This is WVIK News.